Hello, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapter 241 to 250, or if you're me, 47 to 56. This week I am joined, as always, by Ryu Advanced Simicate.
Yes.
He knows what that means. Hot, it's John Cena!
Yo.
He is so unenthused.
This time I knew it beforehand, so...
Yeah, whatever. That's why I went louder. And I'm your host, Ben, as always. Let's get into the chapters. Ryu spotted me writing the name down, and that's how I knew.
We were sitting in where we recorded for like a few seconds, and I just saw Ben's hand like move towards his keyboard, just in the corner of his camera.
Because like normally I sit like this. I sit back, and then like when I heard something I could use, I just went like that.
He went forward slowly towards his camera, like, I gotta write this down.
I have been activated. I must write nickname.
Anyway, we started when we left off 2 weeks ago. It's been a week. We couldn't record. Anyway, we're gonna pick up the boys, everyone that has been fucking dead and knocked out.
And they're still dead. Yep. Hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. Vegeta escapes first, actually. Krillin does try and, like, get him with Yajirobe's katana.
Yajirobe's.
And he would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that meddling Goku.
Goku. Yep. Goku stopped him for whatever reason. Which just... I don't know what to think of that, honestly. Like he says, like, I wanna fight him again on my own strength. But that's cool and all, but, like...
It's a shift for sure, because like earlier on it was like he didn't kill because like that's what was good, like he wanted to do the moral thing, or like, you know, his morality, whether or not an active fought or not, was why he wasn't killing opponents, unless it was necessary, unless they, you know, did some dumb shit. But now it's kind of like a shift in the writing, I would say, in the direction of Goku's character, to contextualize him more as a Saiyan, because people keep saying, oh, it's probably because of Saiyan, that he's changed to, I'm going to let them live because I want to fight.
Mm-hmm. Makes more sense, too, that he's matured, because as a kid, he killed people, like, right? Like, Tao, for example, Piccolo.
He came back. Also came back.
Did he though? Did he really? Did Piccolo come back? Does that count? He
literally called himself the reincarnation. I don't know about you.
I mean, that means he still killed him so he could reincarnate, right?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, so he almost killed Tao, but he was, you know, fully ready to kill him. And he definitely killed some soldiers as well. But after trading with
Compters.
Yep. After trading with Kami, he let Piccolo live. He would have let Piccolo live even if Kami and Piccolo weren't linked. Most likely. Yeah. And he wanted Nappa to live as well. But, you know what Vegeta... Whoosh.
Him up.
Yeah, and he also was fine with letting Raditz live when he let his tail go and was like, just get out of here. But, you know, he didn't
Bad
give him...
choice.
Which was a bad choice, that's right, because...
You said that in, like, the intonation of you had a bad day.
You had a bad day.
You made a bad choice.
Was a bad choice.
Hilarious. But, yeah, he made that, which was a mistake, but, you know, he at least gave him a chance. So I feel like he gives a chance. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, you know, gotta murk him.
Yeah. So I wanted to point out that, like, it's funny that Hutt is Krillin in our arc because nobody lets this motherfucker finish any of it either. I had to cut you off there for the joke.
Yeah.
Because Krillin's like, yo, guys, I have a plan.
I have an idea.
Krillin literally carried, bro. He carried this time.
He's carried right now. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He took the straight bomb.
Krillin's MVP right now.
Yep. In the fight against the Saiyans, Bro was the one that shot the spirit bomb. He was the one to, you know, help take down Vegeta. He helped the most, take down Vegeta.
He was the one who had the kill, who would have gotten the kill.
He was ready to kill him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what, Hutt, in light of our early playoff predictions going bad, early prediction, Krillin MVP of Namek Saga. I'm
going to
just put it out there.
I'm going to put, you know what? I'll put that honestly, out there too. I can see it.
I was going to say, like, he already at, like, we have a fight later on in these chapters with Krillin and Gohan, where they're very much like into, like, they like very much play into each other, like fighting wise. But Krillin, he is the only like strong fighter they have. Besides, Gohan doesn't have experience, right?
Yeah. I was gonna mention that later as well. Like it's a fun dynamic because Gohan is stronger, but he's unpolished. He doesn't know what he's doing yet. And Krillin has a wider variety of moves, and might be weaker, but like he's got more experience, and he's got so many more techniques to pull out of his bag.
Yeah,
they even talked about that when they were image training. Gohan was wow, I'm surprised you have so many techniques. And Krillin was like, wow, I'm surprised you're so strong.
Strong, yeah, exactly.
It's kind of weird because that's typically like a master-student dynamic, but we don't really see Krillin teach Gohan at any point. Like, they're training together, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's teaching. He takes the lead. So, like, it feels more like
a brother, uncle.
It's weird because like this would normally be the like the student teacher dynamic, but here we have that somewhat subverted and just put it into like a different context because you know, like Goku's still on my character, even outside of like him not being here right now. He's still the main character, which means that, you know, Roshi is still a teacher, Krillin's still technically the rival-ish, maybe?
I mean, for Gohan, his teacher was mostly Piccolo.
Yeah, so and his teacher is dead.
Yeah, so we see a lot of these, like, dynamics. It's just not centered around these two, which is interesting how they are going to carry most of the arc here.
Yeah, also, we've gotten...
Goku's on his way, but yeah.
We've gotten a lawless Goku, like, recently, right? We've gotten a lot less Goku in these recent batches, right?
Yeah, I mean, Goku's out of it, right? And he is in the hall. Like, at the end of these batches, he finally goes towards Namek, but it's still going to be at least, like, a month's travel.
No. So, the new plot is faster. So, it's 6 days?
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, in the beginning, like, in the fight against Nappa and Vegeta, we focused on the Z Fighters, and then, you know, Goku arrived, and then we focused more on him. But even then, when he got knocked down, we focused more on Krillin, Gohan, and Yajirobe again. And now it's just like fully like Krillin and the gang instead. Like
Krillin, Bulma,
so,
Gohan. Yeah.
So, and we're probably not gonna get a lot of Goku for a while as well, since he's not, you know, where the main conflict is currently happening, right? So
no, which honestly, like, this is one of the ones complaints I have about Helsing. Bit off topic. The main character doesn't show up for like an arc there, and like and Helsing is very short, like 97 chapters.
This is like this is like the one thing I know about Helsing from what you've talked about.
Exactly. So like that's the one complaint I have about it. Like the main character doesn't show up for like 20 chapters, which is quite a bit in 100 chapters. Here, for like not having the main character for like 30 chapters, 40 chapters, maybe, like that's, in my opinion, not that bad because we've been focusing on Goku since he was young. Like we've read the entirety of Dragon Ball, which is just Goku. Like, there's no point where we don't see Goku. So, like, having him out of it a little bit, honestly, I don't mind it here. Mm-hmm. Again, for Helsing, that I didn't like that because main character. But here, I think it's fine. Here, I think it works because we get some more development for Krillin, Gohan. We get some more development in the world as well, world-building-wise. So, I don't think it's a bad thing that we don't see Goku for a bit.
All right, so let's jump back a little bit. Yeah. Maybe jump forward a little bit. Let's jump back. I wanted to talk about Bulma just trolling other scientists with a fucking remote to the spaceship. I know she didn't know what she was doing, but she did rock up in the hospital room like, hey, you guys want to see what I'm about to do to these motherfuckers? I don't even know what hit them.
Yeah.
She killed them, by the way. They're dead. They're fucking dead.
Add it to the Bulma kill count. That's slow.
Yeah, that's very, like three. Bulma has a very low kill count.
I don't know how many scientists there were.
Mm-hmm. But Actually, I want to go even earlier. Let's like talk about the space, like the ship talk, the talk on the ship.
Yeah, it was going to say
we got a lot.
What do you ship?
Okay, well, so Goku and Chi-Chi.
Bulma and Goku do better. I'm letting
that was Ryu's prediction at the start. Yeah.
To be fair, it almost happened.
It almost will.
You know? Oh, what do you mean? It almost happened.
Bulma was interested in Goku. You know.
Do you remember? She said like he's become handsome.
We saw him in the Tenkaichi Budokai. She was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know
he's become quite handsome.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it could have happened. Chi-Chi and Goku happened during that tournament. So.
Momo's like, shit.
Oh, no, that happened beforehand. Chi-Chi was like, hey, you're married to me, by the way. Like, oh, I.
Chi-Chi rolled up, was like, we're married now. Goku's like,
I guess so.
Actually, yeah, true. So they were married before they even knew it. Well, yep. Actually, they were married before Goku knew it. It's probably the better.
True.
Wait. First, can we talk about how that marriage is going? Because I feel like at this point it might you know lead to a divorce.
So the people complain about Naruto's female characters. I would like to put in a formal complaint for Dragon Ball's female characters.
Hey, Bulma isn't that bad.
No, she's worse.
Wanna repeat that?
One of my notes is Bulma's back to being a bitch for no reason.
We have Bulma, Lunch, and Chi-Chi. I don't think I have a great selection of female characters.
Chi-Chi was cool in the tournament. That's it.
That's it.
Lunch was funny. Lunch.
Yeah, she was pretty funny.
Yeah, and then I've never liked Bulma. I've been vocal about this. Bulma's always sucked.
Mm-hmm. Bulma's
always just been pretentious, I think is a good word.
Yeah, like she does it in like in the ship again as well, where she's just like, hey, would you guys mind cleaning up? And they're like, yeah, we did. This is all your shit. Yeah. Like, well, do it anyway. I'm like,
I brought you here. I can take you out.
Come on. I doubt you could.
I'll turn this shit back around.
Oh god. Also, I want to point out, I love Krillin's fit on the ship, like with the cap. I was like, this match.
Yeah, you go hard.
He has driving
his ass off.
Real strip, yeah, but yeah, Chi-Chi was pretty. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad too. It's like
she's a worried mom now. Right?
I get it, but
she didn't annoying from a Rita standpoint.
She didn't check in on Goku even a little bit. Like I get Gohan.
Yeah, that's true.
I get Gohan. You know,
which
very
Krillin
tired
says, right? It's like, do not worry about your husband, who's almost dead in the back seat, and like the ship flying back from the battle, right?
Yeah.
Like Chi-Chi has this whole discussion with everyone. Mm-hmm. It's really against Gohan. Gohan's like, no, I want to fight. I want to do this. And she's like, no, you got to study.
That's in the hospital.
Yeah, that's in the hospital.
It's right? In the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I really love the DBZA scene of that. Because I don't remember the wording fully, but I'm pretty sure he just yells, shut up,
you bitch.
That's good. That's good shit. Because yeah. Like that's how we all feel about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's what we all wish he said to her, because it was being a huge bitch.
Yeah.
Even Yajirobe is like, "Hey Goku, can I slug her? Can I hit her?
But, can I please hit her?"
Yeah. And she was like, "I don't care about the Earth. I care about Gohan's future." I don't think she's able to grasp the fact that you know they can destroy the planet. Right.
Well, nobody explained it to her, and but if so, even if so, like come on, read the room.
Yeah. Even if so, they could probably take over the planet. You saw what Piccolo could do, right, in the Tenkaichi Budokai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she knows that like, the Saiyans are a lot stronger than that. So
it's fucking crazy.
No, I mean yeah. best case, right? They take over the planet. Exactly. That's
and leave everyone alive.
Like, also, like, she doesn't seem to, like, fucking get that people died for this.
Yes! Oof, that's big. And they're like, oh, this proves that they rely too much on, like, the Dragon Balls, because Bulma's like, oh, we could just bring them back with the Dragon Balls. Yeah, no, the Dragon Balls are gone. So that's not really an option, right?
I mean, that's why we go to Namek, right? To get other Dragon Balls back.
Yeah, so this was... yeah, to just get a set of Dragon Balls, which is like kind of a reality check. Think like, wow, they don't always have the Dragon Balls with them, you know?
Yeah, it's like when in real life we get too reliant on a piece of technology.
True.
Like as soon as that's taken away, like something malfunctions, you realize how like we got so used to it, we're not really equipped to deal with other with shit otherwise, right? Like if like just think about like electricity, right?
Yeah.
Like, if a power outage happened, you know, like I'm sure all of us have experienced it like at least once or twice.
Several times.
And every single time it's just like, fuck, what do I do now?
Well, I gotta just read books now.
Yeah, I have a lot of books to keep me company, so I would be fine. But oh no, Rico! Oh no!
Is that an ad? Are you getting paid to?
Yes. No, I don't. I'm not getting paid, but like, just like y'all read the Wheel of Time. It's fun.
Yep. But do you think Dragon Ball civilians have that with like capsules? Like, what if the capsules malfunction and they're like,
that's a good point. I don't think everyone has them. They seem to be like more high end.
Yeah. I mean, I want to point out, like, if I had capsules, I would absolutely be yelling "Go Go Gadget" every single fucking time.
go capsule go, house.
Yeah, Go Go Gadget house. Go Go Gadget.
Go Go Gadget dinner
car.
Also, it would be so nice to just. That would be so. If you're gonna move. Right? I assume you could probably not take the house since someone probably still owns the house. But if you own the house, it would be so easy to just move. Like Roshi did. Like,
oh, yeah, when shit, Piccolo. It was just like, yoink, and I was like, we leaving.
Yeah, we'll leave before Piccolo arrives.
I mean, like, that's a question you could ask. Is the capsule, like, you have a house first and then make it into a capsule, or do you get the capsule and then make that be a house?
So, I have a boring answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the manga is Japanese, probably like the idea would probably be the way Japanese like real estate works, which I know for some reason.
Yeah, so that's
you buy the ground, not the house.
So
you would be able to do anything you want to it. Like you could swap out the house, it would not matter. But like as soon as you want to move, you'd have to sell the piece of land.
Oh, cool. Just buy
which
a land.
Which is why Roshi is a tax evader.
To be fair, he could own both pieces of land.
Yeah, maybe he owns both.
He could own the island, and he could own the place he has.
He's part of the bourgeoisie, or he's a tax evader. There's no in between.
Or they don't have taxes in this universe.
No, they definitely have taxes in this universe.
They got dinosaurs. How can they not have taxes?
Yeah, yeah. Also, I wonder how
they have dinosaurs.
I wonder how much Capsule Corp pays in taxes, like as a whole. Probably.
If Dragon Ball is written in like in the 21st century or like anytime like after like 2012 or some shit, I feel like Capsule Corp would be the secret bad guy.
It's Amazon.
Not subtle, I know. But it's accurate.
Yeah.
I did want to say one thing. I kind of, like when I saw Bone with the long hair, like, oh, that's cool, and then she cut it off again. I'm like, nah, you ruined it.
Yeah, genuinely, I like the long hair.
Yeah,
it
fucking sick. She
went the fucking bowl cut.
Yeah, bowl
cut, Bulma.
Just like oh, it'll
bowl
be,
Bulma.
It'll be more inconvenient bowl? For space travel. Oh yeah, Gohan also got the bowl cut. I liked his long hair, but then he got the bowl cut.
Same.
I mean, he had to get it from his mom because his mom is a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
it makes I guess it, he still fits it, you know, still styling with it.
I mean, grow his hair out again.
Well, yeah, for
grew a little bit, right after the month of travel in spaceship.
Did it? I didn't notice if it did.
All right, wait. I wanted to point out it took Gohan and Krillin 5 days to heal from either broken bones or sprained extremities, and that's just nah. There were no sensu beans. This is bullshit.
They're just better. Don't worry about it.
I mean, they're superhuman. They are human, but I mean, okay, so Gohan isn't.
Gohan isn't human.
He's Super Saiyan.
Krillin has surpassed every limit in the that a human can achieve. Right? He is like any like he's basically like a like
break your Roshi. Arm and tell me you're invincible. Go on.
Roshi himself as well. He has surpassed the human limits. Like I think Krillin is not—he's above Roshi level, like strength-wise. He's got to be at this point.
Yeah. To be fair, like, Krillin did say Gohan was fine, right? And Krillin himself could still move and stuff, and move both his arms. So, 5 days.
No, but the doctor said that like they had broken stuff, right?
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Well, okay, no, we didn't say they were in casts, which you only do if it's sprained or broken.
Yeah, sprain, you know, sprain, train, whatever, you know.
Bro, have you ever sprained something?
I've sprained my ankle.
Same.
You weren't walking on that easily after 5 days?
Took a while.
I was.
Yep. Really, you went superhuman.
Well, I couldn't walk for the first, at least the first day.
No, you don't.
It hurts, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Best friend of mine, he like overstretched his like tendon in his ankle and like snapped it.
Oh,
like, it stretched so far that like it just snapped off the other side.
That's why you never stretch, kids.
Oh, he was jumping on a trampoline just normally, and just fucking ankle just did the other way.
That's why I don't jump, kids.
Don't
stand still and don't do anything. Just breathe.
Wasn't there like a game at some point where like if you jump, you fucking died?
What?
Probably.
No, there was a game that, like, one of the mechanics was, like, to catch you off guard. Like, you're so used to jumping in games that if you tried to fucking jump, you just died.
That's like, you jump pretty high, and then you just break your ankle.
That's actually crazy. Wow. But, yeah, during the flight, I just want to talk about Krillin. Krillin being the MVP. He's like, this might be a stretch, you know, maybe like Luffy type of stretch, and you feel me? That makes sense because Luffy and Krillin share the same voice actor. Anyways, in the sub,
dropping knowledge.
Yep, in the sub, Krillin and Luffy have the same VA, which is cool. And in the dub, Piccolo and Vegeta have the same voice actor as Zoro. So.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, him remembering what Vegeta said towards Piccolo, being like,
hey,
oh, you're
Vegeta. But it's a reflex.
Makes sense. But Vegeta just saying, oh, he's a Namekian. They do magic. Let's go to Namek after this. Krillin was like, noted, okay. And then I just remembered that and was like, oh, we can bring them back, probably, maybe, hopefully.
You know? Either Krillin is really smart or he's a gambling addict.
Probably both, right?
Probably both. Most good gamblers are smart.
It did take the gamble to go to Master Roshi as well to get training.
Wait, hold, that makes the analogy even better. You're also a gambling addict.
Love gambling.
Really?
It's part of my blood. Ugh. Help me.
Car music starts playing.
Gold? What happened?
Yes, I did.
It's like a Somali stereotype I'm not aware of.
Akari Funk starts playing. Anyway.
What do you think? Why do you think I only go after RNG when I do stuff? I roll a d20
every
time. I
have a magic deck you need to play.
Give it to me.
I think the four people game will actually happen. Anyway, we're getting very off topic. Big Namek ship. Piccolo. The Piccolo ship.
Yeah,
Piccolo means to...
Open.
World? Open.
Other
world, right? I think it meant like... Piccolo meant other world, because like you go into the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask, how is Popo's like speech translation for you guys?
He speaks very like... I know Popo no.
Mr. Popo ask why, but nobody live in.
Yeah, also on the official, and I'm like, oh boy, that aged poorly.
Yeah.
Like, he's a god to a lot of people, but also he speaks like this.
Yeah, it's probably some. It's because older.
I thought he spoke normally in original Dragon Ball.
Not in the official translation I have.
I mean, no, even if it's like Dragon Ball, like the old Dragon Ball, like.
Yeah, because like, I never noticed it before.
Yeah.
No.
So I feel
they
like
didn't speak much, I don't think, but.
Yeah, he pretty much explained the whole Kami thing, and besides that, he trained Goku a little bit.
Yeah, so either we did just didn't notice, or this is maybe something to like, oh, now that Kami's dead, he's like,
Or like Coke just the Z translation being funky, because like we've noticed that before, that stuff just changes for no fucking reason when we hit Z.
Yeah, I'm
assuming there is some gap between the ending of Dragon Ball and the start of him writing DBZ.
And that meant that Popo had a brain tumor?
No, I meant more as in like there, like he might have forgotten about some things and just didn't bother and changed them.
Like Dragon Ball, not the most consistent.
No, even in the normal Dragon Ball, just if you take it on its own, it wasn't the most consistent either. But
I'm pretty sure it still went weekly at that time, from OG Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z still. But
did they ever?
I figured there would be some kind of little gap in between.
No, DBZ was released a week after OG ended. So
Jesus, okay.
You couldn't have forgotten anything, because that's like
that's weird.
I don't remember what I did last week.
True. Not this episode. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Damn, you're gonna have to call us out like that.
Anyway, Namek ship is cool. I love how they fix it, and they translate it as well. They make it so it actually understands.
I think this is honestly the last remaining strain of mysticism.
Yeah.
Like the vibe that I got when they were in the ship, and was like, oh shit, this is a spaceship of a civilization that we don't understand, and that like, you know, the speech is even different. Like there's so much that we don't know, and you know, now we're just full on in space.
Mm-hmm. Like Miss Pope was like, I can teach Bulma like the language of Piccolo, and then she's like, nah, that's good. I'll make the aperture understand me. Like, yeah,
that's actually a power move. Be like,
that is a Bulma thing to do as well.
Like, me to understand you, nah, bro. Other way around.
Bulma must be American.
Yup.
Oh,
yeah. Speak English.
Well, I actually, you know what? She must be from any fucking country, because like that shit happens here too. I have to deal with that shit.
Speak Dutch.
Speak Norwegian. I'm assuming it happens everywhere.
And then they start talking slowly, being like, "Speak, okay, speak." As if that's gonna help, bro. Being like,
it's like, dog, I just want
do you understand the words that I'm saying?
I don't understand your language, bro. Stop.
Bomb was the type of person to impose travel restrictions.
Yeah,
fair, she does have to carry a gun now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb's a Republican, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. Also, can we talk about how they're like, Kaido-sama said that, oh, Namekians are very peaceful and they're mostly pure, right? And then it was like, yeah, when the fusion that was Kami and Piccolo came to Earth, before, you know, Kami became Kami, you know, he was on the Earth a little bit, and he got corrupted by that. So, like, is the Earth that bad that, like, someone nice just comes to Earth and they're like,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was there for a little bit, you say, but that was 100 years.
Half of the shit that goes on this planet, we could do with a full reset. We fucked up. Okay. Look, we fucked up.
Another flood. We're gonna do another one.
Yeah. I guess it's
Noah, get the ark.
Noah!
Is Noah in your attic?
Yeah. he rents a room for me.
Is that why nobody's there? Come on.
Would have been hilarious if one of you had like a brother called Noah and like yelled Noah.
And he just comes in like, "Ayo."
Yeah, what's up?
Yo, what's up, good? Call my name.
I mean, Hutt, out of all of us, you'd have the highest chance.
True.
I have the lowest.
True. For context, Ryu has no brothers. I have one. Hutt has four?
Yes. Four brothers. So statistically, I've had the best chance.
Yeah.
You just gotta keep gambling.
90% of gambling.
This is the theme of the episode. Is this the gambling episode?
I guess it is.
Must be.
That's what corrupted Kami. He was gambling. He was in Vegas, baby.
He went to Vegas once and he never recovered. Financially, more mentally.
Where were we in the chapters?
We were about where we go to Namek. I think.
Also, wait, first, Bulma just straight up just calculating the distance. Was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And they're like, oh, it's 4,339 years and 3 months away, guys.
With a normal spaceship, with the best spaceship you can build on Earth normally.
Yeah. And but then Kami's spaceship is like, oh no, you can make it in about a month, you know, a little over a month.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Kami just casually breaking the laws of physics.
Yeah. Just better.
There ain't no way that isn't going above light speed.
That's definitely at least.
I mean, it depends how quick the thing is that like that would have taken 4,000 years. But yeah.
Probably. I mean, even if we take like, yeah, no, I still think it's at least light speed.
I mean, it went to like Saturn like instantly.
Wasn't it Jupiter?
Yeah.
So, but that's right now it takes us 2 years to get to fucking Mars. Jupiter's farther away.
Yeah, and it came and it went to Jupiter like that. So
yeah, that's
pretty fast. Fuck physics.
901.43 million kilometers. So if you can travel that in a second. That's probably a lot over light speed.
The speed calculation for that would give you infinity. I want you to know this. Because if zero time has elapsed...
Let's have 1 second.
It did say instantly.
So that's 900 million
meters per second.
Kilometers
per second.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure light speed is 3 to the 8th. 3 times 10 to the 8th. So that's 300,000. No, that's not...
300 million.
300 million.
It's 3 times the speed of light. And then times 1,000 that, so 3,000 times the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty quick.
That's pretty quick to say the least.
If that's the metric, if Jupiter is the metric,
pretty sure it was. They like went to Jupiter.
All right, so Chi-Chi told Gohan to write every day.
Yeah, that's so dumb, bro.
How?
Actually,
what?
The best way.
Chuck the letters.
Yeah.
Chuck him back.
Throw him 3 times the light speed.
they're going so fast one way. If you throw back the other way, it's just going to stop dead in its place when it comes out. So it's not going to go to Earth.
Okay, not how that works. And you know what? Actually, fuck physics. We've established this.
No!
Maybe it does work like that.
Genuinely. Genuinely, I was a video like a guy shooting a gun, like a Nerf gun out of a car. The exact same speed the dart left, and it would just stay in place and just fall down. Like when it left the barrel, it would just fall down.
See, that's awesome. That works because of air resistance.
Problem.
Space! Yeah. Vacuum!
We don't know if it's an actual vacuum. They might be able to just breathe there. The physics don't exist.
It's not. We're not gonna disregard every physical element that has ever existed, guys. Come on.
Thank you, Hutt. Thank you.
Anyway,
I needed that. I really needed that.
I'm just gonna mention this. I love how Krillin and Gohan can just fight in their minds. Like it's an actual like training way. Like they're training.
I'm pretty sure me and Hutt did this in DMs the other day.
Yeah, pretty sure we did.
What?
I don't remember what we were talking about. When we were just saying, like, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
I just said I'm about to make another presentation.
Oh, that was not in DMs. That was not in DMs.
Oh, that was in the group chat? I remember.
I think so. Might have been.
It just happened.
That's a pretty good way to just pass the time, though, being like, all right, go hang on the scrap. All right, let's go.
I mean, imagine how to fight. The thing with that is, like, you imagine how you would move, which is technically still a training form. Like,
this works because they're masters.
Exactly. They can move. They know how to. That's crazy. They can actually find the mines. But, like, no, they're imagining how they would fight, right? And they are definitely showing him like Link, otherwise he couldn't say like, oh, you're good at this, you're good at that.
Otherwise it won't work. So they're mind reading, which shows that they're both at the level of masters already. Gohan's 4!
Gohan has 5. He's definitely surpassed like everyone. Like Gohan is one of the strongest, right?
Yeah. He is like what? Second strongest now at this point, behind Goku? Probably.
If you don't count Vegeta.
Second strongest alive.
Yeah, exactly. That was what I was thinking. Snake is strongest.
I feel like Tien and Piccolo are probably both still stronger.
Yeah. That's probably.
But, you know, you don't need to compete with the dead.
They're dead, so yeah.
They're Merc, bro.
That's like the fucking Australian guy who won the Winter Olympic skating because everybody else fucking dropped out. Because of injuries and shit. There's a great picture of it. I don't remember the guy's name. If you can find it, please look it up. If not look it up, please do so, because it's the greatest picture of all time. It's this guy at the finish line by himself because everybody else got fucked. And he's just in disbelief because he's from fucking Australia.
One of the driest countries ever.
And he won the fucking skate. He's just like,
how did I do this? How did I get here?
It's phenomenal. I love it.
Great. But Vegeta, right?
Vegeta on the planet.
Planet Frieza number 73 or something.
Yeah.
There was a translation thing that fucked me up here.
What? What was it?
So, I don't know what the annoying fish dude. What is his name?
Okay, so in the manga, it's called Kiwi, but...
Yeah, that was what fucked me up.
In the anime, it's called Kui.
Yeah, these motherfuckers said Kiwi, and I was like, oh, who the fuck is this character? I don't remember this character. They showed Kiwi,
they call and him Kui
I was
in
like, oh, hey, it's Kui. And I didn't realize that they were calling him Kiwi until, like, we got to Namek. I was like, oh, motherfuckers.
He's Kiwi.
they're calling him Kui, which C-U-I is what they call him in my translation. They call him Kui for me.
Not he.
You are blessed. Mm-hmm. Kiwi's curse.
The better translation.
I mean, they're all the native food, right? So Kiwi wouldn't even be that weird of a name.
Yeah, but also if you think about it, Kui and Kiwi, like, it's pretty similar. It's probably just like how you spell it in like katakana or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Probably, maybe, yeah. Like, they're not Saiyans, because they're different, like, alien races, but they're in the Saiyan army, and I'm assuming the Saiyan naming scheme got robbed on the Saiyan arm, like, because they have the same armor, so I'm assuming they're in the Saiyan, like, army, so they have, like, the Saiyan naming scheme for, like, army names. I think that's where it's coming from, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, the Saiyans have been vegetables. Kiwi, is a kiwi a fruit?
I mean, they're wearing the same type. They're wearing the power armor or whatever the fuck.
I mean, that's probably just being part of Frieza's force, right? Yeah. Not just
also, like, once they got the Namek, shit hit the fan
so hard. Yeah,
It makes sense. We had a lot of.
Oh, hey, we're here! Holy shit!
I feel so bad for them. They were having a kind of chill for a month. We like had a chat about how to revive everyone and stuff, right? And they're like,
and then they had 3 minutes before everything went the fuck.
Yeah, like image fighting on them to their way to Namek. They were thought, oh, it's gonna be so peaceful. The Namekians are kind, you know, they're nice. 3 minutes later, okay, Frieza, Vegeta, Vegeta's friend, whatever.
No, Frieza's already there. Like, they
stepped into the situation of Frieza being there, the Frieza force being there, Vegeta being there,
Saiyan ship flying
being
in
there, Frieza's fucking henchmen finding them. It's like,
And for all they know, Vegeta is working with Frieza as well. That's like everyone, every enemy force and on the planet just against them. Yeah. The only saving grace would be like the Namekians, like being strong enough, but we've already seen some dead bodies, like some dead Namekians, right?
Yeah.
So.
Also, and the ship's fucked.
Yeah, ship's fucked.
So, how the fuck they're gonna get home? You don't know.
Goku? I guess.
True. I mean, Goku is on his way.
Presumably, Bulma could grab Goku's ship when he gets her and use it to repair the bigger ship.
Maybe Brie.
Like the Namek ship.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Brie.
Steal ship from Frieza.
Yeah. Well, that would actually work, because Frieza
most likely... Grand Theft Spaceship.
Yeah, Frieza most likely.
That's what GTA 6 is about.
Yeah, grab
GTS.
Oh my god.
GTA 6 is set on Namek.
The spin-off.
Would be crazy.
Yeah.
That'll be fire.
No, like, I love how Frieza just has the fucking Bowser Jr. pod.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that.
Oh shit.
Oh my god, I never.
Wow. Yo, he does.
He does.
I love that. God, I love that. Oh my god. I realize.
God. Yeah, I didn't think about that before now.
Alright, I just have a note that I'm gonna be honest, I don't quite understand anymore.
Alright.
Oh boy.
I just have a note that says Goku is deranged.
Oh, because of what the doctor says, being like, I don't think I believe all this talk about aliens, and then he just starts spewing about, oh yeah, now that, you know, Vegeta is on his way there, and there's a guy who's even stronger than him, I need to go to the planet Namek, you know, with a spaceship.
No, I remember that. It was about people being like, why is he so happy about fighting them?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's deranged, that's stupid, brain chemistry, go bro.
Yeah, Goku thinks about fighting too much, bro.
I mean, but, he lives for.
Yeah, that's what he lives for, bro. I think life without fighting for Goku would be so depressing for him.
Like, I love how the doctor, by the way, when Goku gets the beans, like the doctor is just like, what the fuck just happened? Because he breaks out of his cast, like he tends his muscles in his arms and legs and just breaks out all of the cast. And the doctor's just like, this big eyed, like, what the fuck have I studied medicine for 15 years for? What's the point?
Yeah,
you know that man is about to, like, have a drink at a bar and probably a couple more.
I wish we had cover page stories like One Piece, because I would love a story of just this doctor just sitting at a bar after this, like, man, I don't know anymore.
Have I even made a difference? Should I become a bean farmer?
Yeah. Also, the guys just stepping out of the spaceship straight away when they come to Namek, not thinking about the atmosphere stuff. Bulma's like, okay, do check. Is there atmosphere here?
I have sensors here. Yeah.
And then they just go out.
And it's just a fucking wee ball.
Yeah, they were like,
they gambled and they won.
To be fair, like, Piccolo didn't have any issues on Earth with the like ecosystem here.
Yeah, but
so to be fair, it's to be assumed that it's similar enough on Namek where they can breathe.
Thing is, you don't know.
We don't know about Piccolo's species and how they breathe, but
they could have adapted.
They're breathing on Earth, so like.
Thing is, they could have adapted to the Earth's atmosphere, like not being able to.
Yeah, Piccolo's species seems quite adaptive.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do we have anything else we want to mention?
Well, Goku's on his way. He went on the cloud and he's going there.
We got the power levels for Vegeta. Like him being
24K.
At 24th
and rising,
yeah,
24K and, magic,
and presumably being at, well, last time they measured it, it was at 18,000, but I presume his power level was around that on the, like, the Saiyan saga.
Yeah, like I'm assuming the power level was around that when he came to Earth, and that was around the time. I mean, I guess more the time he left last time from Frieza's world,
mm-hmm.
before he went to Earth.
So I think his power level is probably that. Anyways, yeah, the shit hit the fan for the Z Fighters, and they gotta last six days against these threats. I'm very excited.
Hide for 6 days, but then they probably would already use Dragon Balls. So that's the thing. Yes, they have like five of Dragon Balls. So the best thing would probably take one, like get another one they're not going after, and just run around the plan for like 6 days.
That's Vegeta's like plan.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, I'm seeing how they could, like, I'm seeing a like, timeline where Vegeta and Krillin and the gang gang up. Like, they, like, team up, like, hey, we have the same goal here. Who's gang of Dragon Balls?
Honestly, that would be their best, like, shot, probably, but Vegeta doesn't know how to lower his power level, and that might be a hindrance, because these two, Krillin and...
I mean, they could teach him, probably. Does.
Well, no, he did conceal his power, but do you think he can, like, conceal his power fully? I don't know.
I mean, either Vegeta is smart and he was like, okay, because Vegeta is quite intelligent. Either he was like, okay, I'm not going to see it past, like, the 18k that I used to have, like, to about where I'm normally sitting, so they don't think I have, like, lost all my power and I'm just suddenly nowhere. Because Krillin and Gohan fully concede their power, right? So, like, they definitely know how to. But Vegeta's probably like, okay, I can't fully conceal my power because I know I am here, and they know who I am, so I can't fully conceal my power. Otherwise, he'd be like, oh, he learned something new. That's crazy. We've got to look for him. He's a threat, right?
Yeah.
But they do already know he can increase power level even more, so I don't know.
Yeah, so this one probably is hide. Probably hide. Take one Dragon Ball with you or team up with Vegeta and try to get the wish.
Yeah.
Since Vegeta is, like, the strongest there out of the...
I mean, if you can wish anything, so just wish for everyone from the Z Fighters to be revived and be brought to this planet at this moment, because then you have everyone.
The word
"yeah," that's yeah.
That's a good point.
Exactly, and that's like a good point. You get one wish. So what are you gonna do if you wish them to be revived? There's still enemies all over the planet. So how are they? How though? That's the thing. If they what if they gather the Dragon Balls before Goku arrives, right? For example, revive everyone. How are they gonna get off? Then they have to wait for Goku specifically.
So it seems like whatever they do, they have to wait for Goku.
Yeah, because he has, you know, the ship that they need. Because
and strength, they can't leave.
I'm just suggesting robbery.
Can have a ship, but do they have all the ships?
They could.
Vegeta and Kui came on too.
Yeah, well, that's two. True. And probably Frieza.
They could probably fit.
Gohan's a child.
I was going to say, Gohan and Krillin could fit in the ship together. They'd be fine.
Gohan's a child, Krillin's a midget. It'll be fine.
Yeah, fair enough. But, yeah, so just steal their ship.
Krillin is barely taller than Gohan.
Like, at this point, they're even. At this, like, genuinely.
Oh, that's actually crazy, bro.
Anyway, I do want Gohan to get the like hair back that he used to have, like the wild hair, like close to Yamcha. I want to have.
Oh, it's like Yamcha hair.
Like the wild hair.
Yeah. Anyway, we should end it off here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
So, with that, we're gonna end off today's episode. Next week we'll be doing 251 to 260, actually getting us over to the halfway point.
Correct.
In the series, and yeah, that's gonna be a good time. We're gonna see more of the wild shit unfold. Hopefully, less of Bulma being a bitch. I am not very hopeful.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't been bad recently. I feel like
she's gotten worse. And with that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Later.
Do it.
Peace.
I've been your host, Ben, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.